With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Matt Brown, a man refreshed and back in charge after a week's vacation. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Mitch.
Right, let's hit the headlines. Markets flat. Iran and Spain draw attention, obviously both for very different reasons. Quite a dull Monday morning.
Yeah, dull Monday morning. I'd actually expect the market to be a little bit higher. We had some fairly strong data out of China. That's pushed the oils and the metals higher, certainly in the FTSE. But I think traders are sitting on their hands a little bit, looking at Spain, looking at Iran, how that's panning out. Macro data-wise, there isn't actually much out there today to really, you know, get to grips with. So I'd expect the market to be higher, but traders are a little bit fearful, a little bit aware of stepping into this market. The Iran situation, obviously, with the US and agreements going on there. And Spain, I think, for Europe is a key one. Are the Catalonians going to get independence? Yes, no, maybe. There's going to be a lot of backwards and forwards on that. And that just is creating a little bit of uncertainty in the market this morning.
Understood. Let's move on to FTSE 100, one to watch, Convatec. What's the headlines there?
Yeah, it may be a stock that some long-term traders aren't aware of. But anyway, it sits in the FTSE, was floated last year at the price of £2.25. It's now trading at £2.19, down 20% today. They've reduced their four-year forecast. Well, that's not great in your second year of being listed. Reason being, they're a medical tech company. They've shifted some of their production of a few of their lines, about 60% of the lines, from the US to the Dominican Republic. That's not worked out, hence they're looking at the end of the year, numbers aren't going to be as good as expected. Not a good day in the office for this company.
Let's talk currencies. Great British pound against US dollar, 132.96, stuck in this super trading range. And euro, great British pound, 88.63. Saw lots of commentators with lots of views last week. Mm-hmm. Again, stuck in a range.
Yeah, stuck in a range. I mean, it's going to be interesting, certainly for the euro sterling this week, as talks continue in Brussels, trying to get away from this deadlock on the Brexit negotiations, how that will pan out. The dollar's given a bit back towards the back end of last week, and that certainly helped boost the pound. Speaking of the pound, the round pound, today is the last day that you can exchange or use, effectively, the old pound coin. £450 million still in public circulation down the back of sofas and whatnot. So,
You can take them into banks after today, can't you?
Yes, banks and post office and a few of the large retailers will still accept them. But that's a lot of loose change swilling around. So just bear that in mind. But, you know, actually down to the currency markets, as you rightly say, stuck in a range at the moment, and it's going to be interesting to see where the pound goes from here.
Okay, let's move on to upgrades, downgrades. ITV, broker HSBC, going from a hold to a buy. They've obviously had a torrid time in terms of revenues and advertising.
Yes, and I think that will continue. Maybe HSBC are saying, look, you know, the sell-off has happened too much. Liberty Media, we've talked about it before, have a large percentage holding. Are they going to come in and bid for the company? But ITV, the model doesn't work or isn't going to work going forward, and they need to have a serious think about how they progress forward in this market. And maybe a takeover target, but I doubt Netflix or whoever are going to come in for them at this point.
Okay, let's move on to the core number today, 2.7%. It should be a negative, right?
Yep, negative 2.7%. Now, I've picked this out. This is the drop year on year in September of house prices in London. Now, this is the biggest drop since 2009. Now, is this a precursor for interest rate hikes, further debt problems? Is the market overcooked? Bear that in mind, but also have a look. Agreed sales were down 9%, and it is taking now over 2 months to get a sale agreed in London. London has always been the precursor and litmus test for the housing market for the rest of the UK. Things are not looking good, certainly in London. What does that mean for the house builders? Well, Hammond has been talking about allowing house builders to build on Greenbelt land and continuing the Help to Buy scheme. So actually, for the house builders, that's fine. I'd look at the estate agents and more so the economy as a whole what does this really mean?
It's slowing. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's wrap up today with the economic calendar in terms of the US monthly budget statement and ECP. I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
These are minor announcements. There isn't much on the macro side of things, certainly this week. However, things to look out for: UK consumer or CPI data due out tomorrow as well.
Yep.
EU CPI data. We've got Chinese GDP numbers due out in the middle of the week. Look out for that. And as I mentioned as well, EU summit in Brussels, that may give us some direction, certainly for the euro sterling traders out there. And Spain and Iran are still going to be in the forefront of
North Korea.
North Korea.
Matt, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.